Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. Welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We are broadcasting live from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is super, super, super windy. Sounds like there's a hurricane outside right now. So if something comes through the window of the office, you'll know what it is. But we are so glad to be with all of you today. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, the epicenter of another very, very busy broadcast week. We're live on Rumble. We are live on Twitter. We're live on Spreely TV. That's Roku TV and Apple TV. Of course, you can get the Shannon Joy Show on any podcast platform, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iTunes, iHeart Podcasts, you name it. We're also broadcasting on our 50,000-watt Blowtorch AM radio station, News Radio AM 1180. We are joined today by a very special guest that we're going to bring in to the Joy Virtual Studio in just a moment. His name is John Gilmore. He is the founder and president of the Autism Action Network. He has been a warrior for informed consent, bodily autonomy, parental rights in New York State for almost 20 years, way before anyone knew about COVID-19, big pharma, captured agencies, and all the like. In the darkness of 2020, brought that into the light for so many Americans, waking up a network and an army of activated citizens. I noticed in the live chat already, you guys are calling this Gideon's Army. Yes, we are small but mighty. And there are people who have been activating for many, many years. John is going to fill us in on some very, very disturbing legislation coming out of New York State and coming to a red or blue state near you. Similar types of legislation being drafted at the federal level. They are pushing the pedal to the metal in destroying parental rights, seizing the bodies of not only children, but all adults. Massive surveillance system being erected in New York State as I speak to you today. And they're going to try this across the country and the globe. It's everywhere. Nothing is over. We're just out of our cages for a short period of time. And there is a very, very dire warning. We're going to talk to John in the next 20 minutes right here in the Shannon Joy Show. And then I'm going to read parts of a very disturbing Substack that was just released by Geert Vandenbosch. He is the former Gavi executive. He grew up in the pharmaceutical industry, worked for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He was one of the earliest whistleblowers in the summer of 2020, warning about the dangers of vaccinating into a pandemic. And as they rolled out the vaccine, he was warning about the suppressed immune systems. He is now saying that we are just in a holding period. This is the calm before the storm. And there is some dire news for the vaccinated population, not just here in the U.S., but across the globe. And it's everything, everything but the kitchen sink. But even more than the turbo cancers and the myocarditis and the vaccine adverse events, the one-offs, the neurological disorders, there is the suppression of the human immune system that has been wreaking havoc on bodies. People have been reinfected over and over and over. I've seen it in my own life. You all have seen it in your own life. And Geert writes about this in his most recent Substack. The storm is coming. This is nowhere near over. And you all need to have this information. It's perfect timing. Tomorrow, we welcome into the Joy Virtual Studio, Dr. Pierre Corey. He has been at the forefront of treating COVID-19, treating long COVID, treating COVID vaccine injury, which is essentially the suppressed immune system. And he's also looking at cancers. Ivermectin, he wrote the book on ivermectin. Could that be one of the miracle drugs that could sustain us through this? But it is nowhere near over. And this is why I continue to ring the alarm bell. I continue to advocate and urge all of you to not let these politicians in this political cycle, the 2024 presidential election, get away with not talking about these things. They must address these things because it's on the horizon. And if you put together a wave of injury, a wave of new disease, and you add that to an economic financial crisis and the pushing of the central banking digital currencies, the surveillance state, the digital IDs, the 15-minute cities, we are in for it in 2024. And it isn't going to be a president or a law or a senator or a congressman that is going to save us. It's going to be you in your community finding your people and getting ready to stand up and resist. So we're going to bring you that warning from Geert VandenBosch. Also, very interesting exchange between RFK Jr., the only candidate talking about these issues, on CNN about the upcoming presidential election. We're going to bring you that video as well. And also Geert VandenBosch in his own words in a video later in the program. So keep it tuned right here. If you're watching live on Rumble, give us a thumbs up, give us a like, a comment. I see that the live chat is already heating up. We have the best, the most brilliant live chatters, the smartest, the kindest, the most helpful. You guys are absolutely amazing. Bill Benz, good morning, Gideon's Army, he writes in the live chat. Good morning, Bill Benz. So glad to be with you today. Mopar 21222 is with us today. The theme of the show is happening in live time, way worse than I ever imagined. That's how you know it's real, when you see it in your own life, in your own world. I've gone to way too many funerals, guys, in the past few weeks. I've had way too many friends and family coming down with turbo cancers. Okay, the stories are real. They're out there. And no one is talking about this. And the political class is getting away with hiding it, hiding behind an election. We can't let them do that. Glenn Dean is with us as well on the live chat. Nautical is with us as well, talking about, they're hitting us from every single angle. CJP Rumble is with us today. Studio 8424, broadcasting the Shannon Joy Show from Tennessee. So thankful for you, Studio 8424. Please share this. We're live on Twitter, live on Rumble. And when we come back, we're going to bring in our very, very special, special esteemed guest, a longtime friend of the Shannon Joy Show. John Gilmore and I were working together before the dark days of 2020, before the shutdowns. In fact, we were planning and organizing events in churches all over New York State, alerting and educating parents about vaccine injury, the childhood vaccine schedule, autism, warning them about the New York State's ambitions to basically obliterate the rights of parents through these types of health legislation. And they're doing it again. John Gilmore has been fighting for almost two decades. And we're going to talk about some very disturbing bills in New York State that will obliterate parental rights and essentially seize the children. Also, the erection of a massive, massive health surveillance system. It's called SHINee, and it's really scary. And this will play into that as well. So we're going to go to break really quickly. I want to thank our sponsors. You guys are going to hear about the amazing Shannon Joy Show sponsors this week and next week. In fact, we're bringing some of the owners and CEOs of these sponsors into the Joy Virtual Studio in the coming weeks so that you can meet them. But a very, very special thank you to our new friends over at Colonial Metals Group. They are giving great offers. They're helping Americans secure their finances as the economic system continues to be even more insecure. We're so thankful for our friends over at Connecta Mobile, helping you secure your privacy, and our good friends over at Field of Green. So you're going to hear from these advertisers today in the Shannon Joy Show. We're going to go to a quick break. We will be back in a moment to introduce our guest, John Gilmore, today on the Shannon Joy Show. Hello, friends. Shannon Joy here for Connecta Mobile. In a world where every message could be watched and every move tracked, your privacy is not just a preference, it's a necessity. Introducing the ultimate guardian of your digital life, Connecta Mobile. With Connecta, experience the safety of military-grade encrypted messages, where your conversations are yours and yours alone. No data tracking, no eyes on your information, just pure unbreachable privacy. For total phone security and privacy, check out our new sponsors over at Connecta. Visit www.phone123.com/joy or call them today at 941-246-2156. Guys, this is military grade technology in the palm of your hands, because privacy isn't a feature, it's your right. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy and take back control with Connecta Mobile. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need, all natural, every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023.
Has the dust settled from the COVID policy response? Far from it. The storms are many. Inflation, learning losses, ill health, high crime, broken government services, displaced workers, substance abuse, mass loneliness, discredited science, real estate crisis, censorship, and overweening state power. The world is on fire with war, mass killings, crime, hunger, revolution. The lack of accountability, or even so much as an apology, is a foreshadowing. They'll keep their newfound powers and try it all again. Brownstone Institute is seeking answers, undertaking important research, and publishing the results while providing fellowships for dissident scholars who have been professionally displaced. It's not about this one crisis. We urgently need to restore peace, prosperity, and integrity in science and journalism. Visit brownstone.org for more. We may never get to the truth, but we can get closer to the truth. There will be no stopping the efforts.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. And of course, I always encourage you guys to get your information at Brownstone Institute, some of the best thinkers, writers, philosophers, economists, scientists, doctors in the world, all gathered in this amazing organization at Brownstone Institute, and absolutely adore our good friend Jeffrey Tucker. He's a prolific writer and thinker, and he's on the cutting edge. All right, let's bring into the Joy Virtual Studio really good friend of the Shannon Joy Show, John Gilmore. Welcome to the show. Thank you for reaching out to me last week about what is going down in New York State. Thank you for your advocacy for your son who was vaccine injured, for parents across New York State and the country. Thank you for starting the Autism Action Network. It is autismactionnetwork.org. You are a hero and welcome to the show. It's good to see you again.
Well, thanks a lot, Shannon. I'm glad to be here.
Now, we met many years ago. You were on this beat way before I was on this beat and way before a lot of the newbies in the medical freedom community were really tuned into the regulatory capture, the damage that the pharmaceutical industry, when given liability, will inflict on a population of people when they're completely shielded from responsibility and liability, when they're buying off the federal government, state government, health officials, you name it. You understood that from the very beginning. Before we get into these terrible, terrible bills in New York State that you are ringing the alarm bell on, what does it feel like today, 3 years, 3.5 years into post-COVID-19 dystopia, as someone who really saw this coming even before it ever happened? And where do you think we are now?
Well, we're in a dangerous place, but you know, I actually believe that we're in a much better place now overall than we were before COVID happened. Because one of the things that happened with me and many autism parents is that we saw our children, who are healthy kids, get vaccines and immediately react to them and lose skills and eventually end up with an autism diagnosis, right? And, you know, this is going back 20 years. And basically everything that the world saw, you know, lived through, saw on their televisions day by day through COVID, has been around for a long time, okay? What they did is they were just using the MO that they were using for autism and other health issues for many, many years successfully to basically expand their power, cover their tracks, cover their mistakes, make a lot of money for preferred people. And they kind of got away with it. And they, I think, rolling into COVID, they figured, well, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. We'll just keep on doing it. We will break the law. We will lie. We will flip 180. We will suppress information that's contrary to what we want people to believe. We will attack our critics. We will make sure preferred people make huge sums of money. And we'll just go on like we usually do. And this time, it was too big. It was too blatant. They didn't get away with it. And in the process of doing what they've done, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of eyes have been opened around the world to how they actually operate and what they're doing. And, you know, they've got a lot of power, but they don't have all the power. Right? At the end of the day, they need everybody to kind of go along with their program. And it's really clear that huge numbers of people are not willing to go along with the program. And, you know, the fight isn't over by any means, but I think there's a lot more people who see the problem and are willing to do something about it. And that's really what we need right now. So
absolutely. And John Gilmore, now we have FLCCC and we have Children's Health Defense getting more and more attention, well-deserved attention, Dell Bigtree. We have the Brownstone Institute. We have Daily Clout and the work of Naomi Wolf. We have a medical freedom movement. We have Dr. Peter McCullough and all the work that he is doing. We never had that prior to COVID-19. So even in that darkness, there certainly was this silver lining of awareness that really has awoken a giant. We're talking today, guys, to John Gilmore. He is a community organizer, policy advocate, a political strategist, and he's worked on issues related to vaccine-induced autism, developmental disabilities, vaccine injury, and particularly parental rights. You can support his efforts at autismactionnetwork.org. He is one of my fellow New York warriors. He was protesting in Albany against the lockdowns because he saw very early, and many in the vaccine awareness community were able to see COVID-19 for what it was because they had been through it. And you're right. The suppression of speech, the demonizing as anti-vaxxers, the canceling of doctors. Remember, it was Dr. Andrew Wakefield, the original canceled doctor, who had the audacity to pose the question that maybe certain vaccines could be related to or a causal factor in a diagnosis of autism. And he was obliterated, John Gilmore. So thank you for your work. You're with us today to talk about a series of very, very terrifying bills that are making their way through the New York State Legislature. And they're more disturbing than ever before because they have sponsors. They're not backing down. They are lying about these bills. And it is concerning, giving the pushback on everything, that these state legislatures and bodies are continuing to double and triple down. This is a terrible development out of West Virginia. The West Virginia governor has now vetoed. West Virginia legislature passed a bill allowing for exemptions to the routine childhood vaccine schedule in order to go to school. The Republican governor just vetoed it yesterday. So here we have all of this awareness, but the political class is completely tone deaf and they're doubling down. John Gilmore, tell us what's going on with these terrible bills in New York State, please.
Well, you know, there's a big constituent or group of legislators that are, you know, basically working for the pharmaceutical industry in the New York legislature and in all legislatures, right? And that's not to say all of them are, but an important and powerful group are. And so they always have a good dozen bills to require flu shots to go to school, to end religious exemptions for work and college and things like that. But they really outdid themselves in New York this last few months. They came up with a bill, which I'm calling the worst children's health bill ever, right? Mm. And what it does is it would allow children of any age to have any medical procedure out there done to them without parental knowledge or consent, okay? And so we're talking about any drug, any vaccine, any kind of psychiatric service, psychiatric meds, surgery, you name it. It could be done, and you don't have a right to know about it. And it would also automatically provide these children with Medicaid coverage, so whatever practitioner was doing these things to them could get paid with tax dollars, right?
Unbelievable.
It is really, it's unbelievable, but unbelievable at the same time. This is kind of the natural progression of where we've been going for a long time, right? Coming out of the vaccine world, and of course, Bobby Kennedy has talked a lot about this over the years. And one of the things Bobby Kennedy has said is that over the years, the pharmaceutical industry has neutralized every institution that exists that is supposed to protect our kids. Okay, they basically have control of Congress. They have control of the FDA and the CDC and the agencies that are supposed to make things safe. They have control over the doctors' organizations like the Med Academy of Pediatrics and so on. They have control over the media, and we've gotten to the point where the only group, the only institution out there standing between them and our kids at this point are the parents, right?
Yeah.
And so now they are really, really focusing on us, and they completely want to take this out of the picture, right? And one more thing that you alluded to with this bill in New York, it's called A6761, right? What they're doing is that they are actually lying about what the bill does. If you read the official description on the website of the state Senate and the assembly, it says that this bill only covers homeless children, if that wasn't bad enough, right? I'm sure homeless children have parents.
Right.
And they also say it is only for certain procedures, okay? You read the bill, it's about all kids and it's about all procedures, right? And to prove it to you, there was a law passed 2 years ago that already allows any medical procedure to be done to homeless, or runaway kids in the state of New York without parental knowledge or consent. They introduced this bill in February of 22. By the beginning of March, they had it passed.
That unbelievable.
Blinding speed. That means that the powers that be really wanted that bill passed, right?
Yeah.
So this is where we're at. They want to take you completely out of the picture. And that's the worst bill, but it's not the only one. And I'll throw it back to you.
Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure, but having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver assets that have stood the test of time makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today. Well, yeah, so that's A6761. That's the Assembly has a companion bill, Senate 352. And that's another reason that these bills are very concerning. Very often they'll trot out these horrific bills in one of the houses, but they don't have a companion. And usually the authors or the sponsors of these bills will slither back into their holes and retreat when scrutiny is placed upon them. This time they are out there, they're doubling and tripling down. They're lying about the bills. To your point, this first would allow any procedure to be done on all children at any age without parental knowledge or consent, and the legislature is lying about that bill. And I think what they do in the language, the text of the bill, it's essentially if a health administrator or if the provider deems it necessary and critical to the health of the child, then they can determine that this needs to take place. So what is it? It really, the language is so broad and so vague that it could mean absolutely anything. And particularly concerning, John Gilmore, is the erection of clinics, health clinics embedded in grade schools, middle schools, high schools, where health officials, government health officials could have access to students at any time. Your kid could be called down to the office. They could ask them a series of questions. They could offer them this life-saving vaccine or maybe some birth control, any procedure at any time. And they're going to have like full clinics, clinics on these campuses.
That's right.
So this parents need to know about this. Go ahead.
Well, you know, and they could be good. I think you really hit on some things there, right? I mean, you know, I think there's over 300 clinics in New York City or New York State schools at this point. Right? And it's something that they really want to expand. You got to ask why they really want to expand it, right? What is the point of this, right? So they could do all the things you said. They could also start with psych meds. I mean, if you've ever dealt with the schools, you know, any kind of behavior that is frowned upon, the school starts pushing you to start putting them on drugs, Adderall or whatever it's going to be, right?
John, could they put a child on a prescription drug protocol at the school without parental knowledge?
Yes, they can do anything, right? I mean, it's you know, when you start thinking it through, all right, it really gets insane. They could put them on drugs. They could sign them up for a medical experiment, right? They could a child consent to an organ donation, right?
Oh,
they could consent to, say, a tubal ligation, or a vasectomy. They can consent to anything, right? And I, you know, maybe the sponsors of this bill and the people who've signed on to it have thought this through. Who knows, right? I'm sure some of them know exactly what they're doing. Some of them maybe just sort of, you know, one thing we've seen is that lie they're telling about the bill, okay, we're having that repeated back to us by the legislators, okay? Because basically, I'll give them a little credit. There's something like 10,000 bills up in Albany right now, okay? And, you know, they kind of have to rely on the official description, the little brief description I mentioned before that is completely erroneous, you know, to sort of guide them. And they're looking at that and they're believing it's true, right? And actually, I'm a little encouraged by that because I think what this indicates is that the sponsors of this bill do not think they can get it through if they're actually honest about it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're lying about it because they think they need to lie about it because I think they know that this is, even this one could be a bridge too far for Albany.
This is absolutely insane. John Gilmore reporting there are already 300 or more clinics installed, full-scale clinics installed in public schools across New York State. I'm just looking at the live chat right here. Achnick is with us. They do. It's so common for campuses, college campuses, but and high school to have K-12 clinics on campus. Reese is saying this seems highly illegal. It is highly immoral, unethical, illegal, unconstitutional. It's against the natural laws of God and men, but they're trying to make it legal, right? In the way that governments make horrific things legal all the time.
Right. They're really trying to take over just the most fundamental parental rights. It's weird to call it parental right. It's because you would just think that this is obviously decisions that the parents have to make without the interference of the schools. I mean, you know.
What if a kid has a side effect? What if he's taking a drug or has a procedure, comes home, has a horrible side effect or an allergic reaction? What if the kid has allergies? I mean, this is so highly immoral, reckless, and unconstitutional. But you could see, can't you see how a school nurse or a clinic operating within a school could tell themselves, well, this is for the good of the community, and this is for the child will be better off. We know better than the parents what these kids need because we have badges and we have degrees and we have, you know, all of the state training. Like, you could see how the megalomaniac control freak lunatics operating within these systems could justify every horrific thing that they did to a child. And we saw that happen in COVID. It's insane.
It gets worse, actually, because at the same time that we're fighting this bill, the Autism Action Network is also fighting a bill that would allow physician-assisted suicide in New York, right? Because if you take a look at what's going on around the world with physician-assisted suicide, it's going absolutely out of control.
Yeah.
Right? And, they're making it available to minors in Canada. They are changing the laws. So it's for, you know, they sell it as for people who are like in terminal stages of very painful diseases, right? That's where it starts, but it grows from there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And if A6761 is passed and the physician suicide bill is passed as well, and Amy Pollan, who is the chair of the Assembly Health Committee, is the author of the assisted suicide bill, and she's a co-sponsor of the parental rights destruction bill.
Oh, disgusting.
If they both pass, then a child in New York would be able to consent to physician suicide without parental knowledge or consent.
You're right.
I am right.
You're right.
They don't think these things through.
I think they do. Oh, I think they do, John Gilmore.
They do, you know.
We're dealing with a death cult here. I think they do think these things through. And the people who run things, I think they look at humanity and the huddled masses and we the people and the citizens as cockroaches or a herd that needs to be culled every so often. We're not humans with dignity and free will that are supposed to be in the driver's seat. We're a nuisance. We're a nuisance to them. It's terrifying. The people don't realize this, John. right?
Well, I think a lot of people have a hard time realizing how far things have gone at this point.
Yeah. You know?
It's really hard, I think, to come to terms with it, but people are waking up, right? We're just seeing too many examples of it all over the place, right? Because this, this just isn't New York. A very similar bill is being fought out in California. And what we see there's bills all over the place in different states that allow medical procedures to be done to children without parental knowledge or consent. They're fighting one in Massachusetts right now. They're fighting one in New Jersey. They're fighting one in Vermont. And those are just the states I can think of off the top of my head. But I mean, this is something that they want to do everywhere, particularly in blue states.
Well, and the red states are vulnerable as well. As I mentioned earlier in the show that we had the governor of West Virginia, and I don't know why I don't have his name right here because I just had it. What is his name?
Jim Justice. Yeah.
Kills the Republican effort to grant vaccine exemptions to students at private and parochial schools. That was reported by The Blaze. That is a Republican. We had Mary Talley Bowden on the show last week in Texas. Some of the worst persecution of medical doctors happening in the red state of Texas by the Texas Medical Board, which is one of the most brutal and horrific in the country. We have the governor of Texas ignoring that persecution. We have the governor of Texas ignoring a lot of the concerns from Texas citizens about parental rights, vaccine injury, and medical freedom. So this is, we're always ringing the alarm. People are like, oh, well, you just live in New York. Doesn't matter. So goes New York and California. So goes the rest of the country, okay? Right. This is where the ideas are incubated. This is where they test out all their strategies and their tactics. This is where they practice the funding and the rollout and the marketing, the propaganda, and then they export it to your red state if you don't wake up. So we have to defeat these here. And, you know, we want to help you, John. AutismActionNetwork.org is the website. I have some questions in the live chat here. They were wondering if there's a place that we can go to read the bills. And we're talking about three bills, a series of bills. Yes. You also mentioned there is the legalization of physician-assisted suicide in New York State. Right. That could be a completely dystopian, you know, added element. We also have, and I'm going to be reporting on this next week, guys, a vast surveillance system is being set up in New York. It's a shiny new Big Brother. It's going to be collecting all medical data at the granular level. Every doctor, dentist, psychologist, gynecologist, practitioner is going to be looped into this machine that is sharing all of your personal information. There is a consent form, but people don't really realize that. It's the Shiny. It's called the Shiny. It's the SHIN New York, and it's rolled out by the New York eHealth Collaborative called NICE, which is, of course, a non-governmental organization ready to cash in on all of your data. This obliterates HIPAA. It creates a massive database with a sickening amount of private information. The dentist, your dentist, could get the details of your latest pap smear if this system is put in place. Bureaucrats, educrats, government officials, you name it, will have access to all of your personal data. And if the kids are enrolled in school, they're probably enrolled in Shiny, and your children's data could be collected in school. It's a nightmare, nightmare, John.
Well, you know, and there's one bill, there's a lot of other bad bills. I'm going to bring up one because it relates to this. It's called S-1531, all right? And this is the Adult Vaccine Database Bill, all right? Now, the scary thing about this bill is it's already passed in the Assembly, so we have to fight it in the Senate. But what this bill does, right, is it, and this relates to you just told about this new thing they're trying to put out.
Shiny.
Mm-hmm. And they're gonna. You said that you need to give. They need your consent now, okay?
Right.
But I assure you that will change because that's what they always do.
Yep.
We have this adult database. When it was first created 10 years ago, they had to get your written permission. Then they didn't have to get your written permission, just oral permission. Now they don't have to ask you for your permission at all. Okay. You have to tell them you don't want your records going in the database and you have to trust them to do it, right? That's the step they're at now. And the next step after that is that you're that's their property. You know, your medical records are not belong to you. And the thing about it, you got to think about, what do they do with these databases? Well, with a kid's database, the only thing they use it for is to enforce mandates and punish kids who aren't compliant.
Right.
And that's exactly what this database is going to be for. There are no shots required for adults in New York yet, but this is exactly what they're going to need to enforce that. And it's the only reason they need something like this, because they will be keeping track not only of what people have had, they will also be keeping track of what people haven't had, which is probably even more important. And they've already used this database when they rolled out the Excelsior passes under COVID. Remember those?
Yep.
Passports people had to go into like basically any public building in New York City and other places as well. So we know they're going to use it for that because they already have, right?
Right. So
there's just many other bills out there. If you do go to autismactionnetwork.org, we've got all the bills there. We have analyses of the bills. We have links to the bills so you can actually read them. They have ways you can take action when it comes up. And one thing I also want to say is that one of the things that we've been doing for the last 5 years is we go to Albany twice a year. We go in January and then we go in May. We go at the beginning of the session to basically make an impression. And then we come back in May when they get around to really starting to like hunker down and vote for stuff, because all they're doing right now is fighting over money.
Right.
So May 7th, we're going back to Albany. It's a Tuesday. It's being organized as we is. This is more of a save the date as we go along.
Okay.
You can get information about it at autismactionnetwork.org. A lot of other organizations are participating. We're going to be talking about vaccine issues, but we're going to be talking about parental rights. We're going to talk about a whole panoply of issues that sort of relate to parents and our rights and our right to protect our information, and mostly what to do to protect our kids.
Absolutely. So, and you guys want to support these efforts. If you are in a red state, if you're in any state across the country and you think that you're safe and this can't happen in your state, please support the efforts of these warriors in New York State. We are in the belly of the beast. And when we beat these bills, man, these are huge victories, not just for parents and children in New York State, but also for parents and children across the country. So that's autismactionnetwork.org. Please support John and his efforts. And this is just, you know, shiny. We have Bill Benz on the live chat. You know, the names that they come up with for these truly nasty dystopian plans really get you thinking. And he commented here, the shiny, all work and no play makes Kathy a dull girl. It is the shining, like terrifying horror movie of a bill. This is Luke Doles, who works for New York State as a bureaucrat, touting the shiny. It's essentially, now we're planning to build the initial framework over the next year to support these public health use cases for things like COVID-19 reporting and flu surveillance. This will be a centralized pool of data that will be aggregated and delivered to the DOH for public health. In other words, and he's saying that they now have the ability to generate metadata, lists of people who have gotten vaccines or haven't gotten vaccines. I mean, everything. This is horrific. You marry that to the bills that you've been talking about, John Gilmore, and we've got a lot of work to do here in New York State. And so I want to thank you for all of your work. Is there anything else that you need to get off your chest that you want to talk about? And is there anything you want this audience to do? Because right now we have close to 300 live viewers on Rumble, which is amazing. You guys are great. 1,000 or more on Twitter, I believe, usually by this time in the program. So let's get people activated. What can they do?
One, go to the website to get the information. Get on the mailing list so we can keep you informed. You got to get on the phone and start visiting your legislators, and you come on up to Albany on May 7th. You know, I think sometimes people think there's nothing they can do, and it's simply not true, right? there's a lot of reasons to have some faith that we're going to win this. And I want to talk about that West Virginia thing because it's a good example. Yeah. The governor vetoed that bill. He had to veto it because it already passed in the legislature, right? And West Virginia has been one of the worst states out there.
Right, right.
And early, just a few weeks ago, a bill passed in the lower house of West Virginia that for the first time ever, I think, would have given the people of West Virginia a religious exemption from vaccine mandates to go to school, right? So it passed the assembly. So things are not moving their way in West Virginia, and I think that's true of a lot of other places as well.
Right.
So many people are waking up and getting active. That's
well, and that's a huge point that you bring up, because I want the audience, I want you guys to understand this. The fact that these legislators were pushed by constituents to pass these revolutionary bills that have been that we've been needing for the past 20 years is a huge deal. That's a massive victory. It has the impact of now shoving this governor into a corner. Every eye is on this governor. He's getting the nasty headlines. He's getting all of the scrutiny. He's going to get the angry letters and the emails and the donor letters saying, we're going to pull from your, you know, we're going to pull our donation because what you're doing here. And so it helps to laser focus the public and the attention on the people who have the power to make a difference. And this is the essence of grassroots activism and organization. It is continuing to push them into the spotlight because they don't like being in the spotlight, right?
No, they don't.
They want the money. They want the accolades. They want the nice headlines. It's our job to deny that to them. But in order to do that, we have to expose them. And that's what you're doing. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, thanks a lot for the opportunity to talk to the folks today, Shannon. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're amazing. You're just the best. You stick it out here in New York State, just like me. You do it for your kids. I mean, you started like all of us fighting for your son. Right. And it is a labor of love. It is. I mean, the informed consent, medical freedom activists, especially the ones that were around before COVID-19, man, the best of the best of the best. So you keep it up.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to go to a break really quick. When we come back, we're going to continue the show. We got a lot more, and it gets worse. Geert Vandenbosch with a dire warning. If it seems like people are dropping like flies around you, tragically, it's because they are. We are nowhere near the end of this assault on humanity. The bioweapon that was deployed not just in 2020, but via the vaccine in 2021 is wreaking its havoc, and people are beginning to wake up to that. So we're going to look at that and more when we come back on the Shannon Joy Show, autismactionnetwork.org. Everything we talked about today with John Gilmore is at that website. You can sign up for their newsletter, support them financially, get your butts to Albany on May 7th. Maybe I'll come to John Gilmore. Maybe we'll get a little group together, get that a button right up there.
Awesome. We want you to speak.
Yeah. Well, we listen, enough is enough, Kathy Hochul. All right. Enough is enough. We need to smash this. And this is the work that we need to be doing in election year 2024. You can vote in November. Okay. That's a really far, long, long time away. Don't worry about what's going on there. Make your vote in November. Right now, the devil's in the details. All the bad stuff, the bad regs, the bad legislation often happens in an election year when we're distracted by the shiny objects running for the presidency. We've got to stay committed and awake and aware. And that's what we're doing here on the Shannon Joy Show. So John Gilmore, thank you so much. We will be back, everyone, in a moment to continue this discussion right here on the Shannon Joy Show.
Quinn Pittman's Goat Milk Laundry Soap is a hit.
Hey, Miss Valerie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Quinn. Thank you.
Quinn Pittman's Goat Milk Laundry Soap is a hit.
Hey, Miss Valerie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Quinn. Thank you.
My sister loves taking music lessons with you.
Oh, I love teaching her music lessons. She's a great student, an absolute joy to work with.
She also said how much you love our laundry soap.
I sure do. I can hardly believe how little amount of soap I have to use. My clothing smells fresh. It's great. And my clothing has never been softer. I also really appreciate that your soap does not use any harsh or harmful chemicals, and I love knowing that my family is a lot healthier now.
That's the difference between detergents that you buy at the store and our soap, which is made with raw goat milk.
Well, what you guys are doing is great. I love it, I appreciate it, and I am a lifelong customer.
Well, that's great. I'll see you at church on Sunday.
Sounds great. See you then.
Get your goat milk laundry soap today at qpgoatsoap.com. qpgoatsoap.com.
Hey, everyone. If you are anything like me, you live your life on your phone. Working, banking, shopping, connecting with friends and family. But in the digital shadows are rogue apps watching your every move, collecting that data. And in the silence are spies listening to your private conversations. Feeling paranoid? Well, me too. And you're not alone. With Kinecta Mobile, peace of mind is one tap away. Leveraging military-grade encryption, Kinecta shields your data, ensuring your conversations and information stay private. Build a fortress around your digital life starting at just $35 a month. You'll get an encrypted device, data and conversations, no data tracking, and a free secure phone with trade-in. Do not compromise on privacy. Take control with Kinecta. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Now is the time for peace of mind, and you can get it with Kinecta. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. We are so thankful here for our friends over at Kinecta Mobile. One of the things that you can do, right? There is so much that we cannot control in this crazy, crazy world that we live in circa 2024 in the United States of America. Everything's insane. Everything is insane. There is a cabal of bloodthirsty, death cult, megalomaniac, technocratic lunatics that run things right now. And they're really hard to beat, right? They have all of the power. It's both political parties. When you look at the COVID cartel, which we're going to look at in a moment, we're going to start with a video from Geert Vandenbosch, and then we're going to read a large portion of his very, very, very important Substack, warning everybody of what is around the corner. And I think he's right. He's been right about a lot of things from the very beginning, very concerning. But, you know, this cartel, it's the Trump administration, the Biden administration, the NIH, the CDC, the FDA, the DOD, et al., all of the captured agencies, the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, intelligence agencies, corporate cronies at pharma, big tech, banking, financing, infrastructure, captured state and local government agencies, bureaucrats and officials. It's everything, everything but the kitchen sink, right? So in certain areas, there's just nothing we can do. Things are going to play out. All you can do is protect yourself. All you can do is hunker down, make good decisions, find your people in your community, and protect yourself and your family, right? And one of the things that you can do is protect your privacy and your security with Kinecta. They are leading the way in completely private and completely secure phones and phone systems. And they are sponsors of the Shannon Joy Show. We're going to be interviewing one of their executives next week. I'm thrilled to get to know these companies. It's the parallel institutions, not just Kinecta, but our partnership with Colonial Metals Group. You're going to be meeting the CEO of that company as well, which is super exciting. But these advertisers and sponsors are organizations, businesses that are set up to help you emancipate. They're set up to help you gain back your security, gain back your own individual franchise, and securing your communications is a big part of that. So as you know, the website is phone123.com/joy. Check them out today, as little as $35 for their basic packages. Even if it's getting one phone, even if you have your family hooked up into a phone system and you don't want to change anything, but you just want one phone that is secure, that you use for your secure communications, that in case things go down, you might have an alternate ability to connect with people. You know, that is a really great way to secure yourself. Phone123.com/joy. You can even call them at 941-246-2156. That's 941-246-2156. 2156. Please help us support the companies, the parallel infrastructure companies that are supporting this show and so many other independent voices out there. We need to stick together. We need to help each other. And I'm really thankful for them. And you all should be too. All right. So let's go to the live chat very quickly. Then we're going to run the Gerrit Vanden Bosch audio with a little video attached. And then we're going to get to his Substack. He starts his Substack out. People are rightfully concerned, some even outraged by my predictions of how this COVID-19 pandemic will end. And his predictions are absolutely dire. So we're going to get to that in a moment. But I just want to say hi to so many. You guys are amazing on the live chat. Vidana is with us, and she is mentioning we talked with John Gilmore in the last segment about how thankful we are. John and I were on the medical freedom vaccine awareness beat way before COVID-19 ever happened. It's why we were prepared for it and knew their agendas. We knew their angles. We knew their strategies and techniques because they had been deployed against us for many, many years as we were trying to bring attention to vaccine injury and death, particularly with the childhood vaccine schedule. And so we're very thankful for COVID-19 in a very bizarre way because it had the impact of waking up regular people who had never, ever been in this space before. And Vidana mentioned in the live chat, I thought the anti-vaxxers were nutty before COVID. And now I am one as well. Vidana, so many people. I can tell you, Steve Dace, Daniel Horowitz, I would even talk to Jeffrey Tucker and they'd be like, Shannon, why are you so obsessed with the vaccines? I'm like, you guys don't understand. You don't understand. It's coming. It's coming for everyone. It's about bodily autonomy. They want to seize your bodies. It's the new, you know, economic system of the 21st century where your body is the commodity. You're the product. And it's really hard to get people to see that. So many people see it now as we've witnessed this dystopia since 2020. So it's really, really great. Nellie Belly is with us. I've been talking vax injury for 20 years. I remember John Gilmore. He is amazing. The nicest, kindest, most amazing person. Zen Women, I had forgotten about my earlier experiences with the flu shot in the 90s, but I took care of people who ended up on ventilation or ventilators because of early flu shots. That's right. People never, ever linked together terrible health outcomes or injuries or health situations that were bizarre. They never linked it to COVID shots. Now they are. It's great. CJP Rumble, thank you so much for linking the live chat to the bills that we talked about in the last segment. You are amazing, so helpful. I really appreciate you. We also have, who else do we have? Glenn Dean. We have Nautical on the live chat. We have Reese, of course, who is amazing. Love you, girl, with the pretty pink box around your chats. That's awesome. Thank you guys so much for watching live on Rumble right now. We are up over 300 live viewers. That's amazing. Please give us a thumbs up. Hit the join button. That's the red button in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen. So you can join my locals community. You can also contribute to the Shannon Joy Show on the live chat by clicking on that little green money button at the bottom of the screen. You can donate $5, $10, $2, whatever. It all helps. This is an independent operation, as you guys know, and we rely on your kindness, your support, your contributions, and donations to keep the lights on here, as well as our corporate sponsors as well, but only the good guys. We have the best sponsors in the history of the world. So let's get to the Gerrit Vanden Bosch. I'm sorry, the Gerrit Vanden Bosch audio video that I'm going to play for you. We're going to talk about that COVID cartel, why they're so hard to beat. And we're going to get into his predictions. Keep it tuned here. This is really, really important stuff. Here we go.
Out and say, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, we have been making some mistakes. It wasn't all right. We have to correct them and we have to revise our opinion. These people would be stoned in the street. Right. They have no choice. They have no choice than other than to stick, even if they completely see how wrong they have been. They have no other choice. They can only hope that something will happen that will distract from this issue that will distract me, but it won't. It won't. And so they keep silent, or they just continue, you know, along the path that they have been walking along so far. But I can tell you that many of them must be desperate. But, you know, being together, they feel protected. You know, this is a big lobby. This is a big lobby, and they think that everybody thinks that the other will protect them, right? Which is not the case, but this is this typical feeling. You all have committed crimes, but you are a big group, and it's like the mafia, and you feel all together, you feel like a big team, and nobody can penetrate into the team, etc. It will collapse because the surface, the truth will surface. This has been a large scale experiment of gain of function on the very human population. This is something that you know, will be reported in history for many, many generations to come, much longer than the talks that have you know, taken place after World War One and World War Two, etc.
Yeah, the impact of a world war only worse. Geert Van den Bosch, speaking of the coming distraction, too big to fail. I mentioned to you the COVID cartel. What is it? Well, obviously, global non-governmental organizations, global organizations like Gavi, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization, right at that top level, but also here in the States, the Trump administration played along with this. The Biden administration played along with it, this, all of the agencies. So this is a vast network. They all know that crimes were committed. They're all aware of what went down, but they think that they're too big to fail. They think that they have protection in numbers. And that's why we have to be very, very concerned. We're in a very important moment in history where they're up against a wall. They know how bad this is. And so they have to smash this down. Dissenters, voices of reason. It's interesting. The persecution of doctors is not going away, guys, despite certain wins. It's actually ramping up. And I have, where do I have here? Dr. Renata Moon is a local doctor here in the U.S. that has just been canceled for speaking out and testifying about COVID-19 vaccine injury. Dr. Shankara Chetty out of Africa, he treated 14,000 patients in Africa, spoke the truth about COVID. He's being hauled before a medical board. Our own Dr. Mary Talley Bowden being hauled before the Texas Medical Board at the end of this month, threatened with removing her license. This is not, they are not abating and backing off. They are moving very quickly towards more persecution. And I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see another round of suppression, suspensions, even potentially on Twitter, on maybe on Rumble, hopefully not, but certainly on Facebook, social media, Insta, YouTube, you name it. We're in a danger zone right now where the wheels are falling off of the jalopy. The jig is up. They know it. And this is when they get particularly dangerous. It's like a wild, rabid animal backed into a corner. And what are they going to do? He mentioned the distraction. He also mentioned that they will begin to turn on each other. And, you know, that hopefully is coming soon as well. This is happening, and I'm going to read you now, and this is going to get a little bit sciencey, but I want you guys to bear with me and take this in because this is critical. You need to be connected. You need to have resources. You need to know what is coming because he is saying that we are in right now the calm before the storm. That's Geert Van den Bosch. He was one of the earliest whistleblowers coming out of Gavi and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, a very robust history in the pharmacological industry, rolling out vaccines. He knows his stuff. And this is what came into my inbox from his Substack this morning that you all need to be aware of. He said, people are rightfully concerned, some even outraged by my predictions of how this COVID-19 pandemic will end. Understandably, some also blame me for the timeline I proposed not being accurate. Of course, not everyone understands that the interplay between the virus pathogen and the host population's immunity is complex and constantly determined by the pressure exerted by the population's adaptive immunity on the virus and the virus's adaptation to the changing immune environment. There's also the issue of, as we know now, placebos being sent out, different versions of the vaccine being sent out to different populations, higher levels of spike protein in certain batches than in other batches. And so we don't even have a handle on what was injected into the arms of people. So if there are some disparities, that's probably why. We don't know about vaccines that were rendered unusable or ineffective because they were stored at the wrong temperature. They were handled improperly by users in CVS or Phase or you name it. So there are a lot of variables here at play. Thank God there were placebos potentially shipped out. Thank God there were dud vaccines shipped out. People might have dodged a bullet in that case. But so he mentions he has been making these predictions and they are coming true, just not according to the timeline that he originally rolled out. But this is what he says is going to happen, okay? This game of cat and mouse, and he's talking about the population's immunity, right? And the virus's adaptation to the changing immune environment. This game of cat and mouse continues because highly COVID-19 vaccinated populations cannot develop herd immunity. Their immune systems are utterly destroyed. I have seen this in young people, my children's friends who are getting sick over and over and over. No one knows what it is. They're not testing positive for anything. They're just sick. They're bedridden. They're up out of bed for a couple weeks, and then they're bedridden again with these mysterious illnesses. These are young people, friends and family. I'm seeing it everywhere. I don't know about all of you, but what he's writing here, I am seeing. This is a suppressed immune system in a population of people who are highly vaccinated with COVID-19 vaccines. It is essentially what Ed Dowd and Peter McCullough and many of these brilliant doctors talked about, a VAIDS situation, vaccine-induced autoimmune disorder or dysfunction. And that's what we're dealing with. They're being hit with everything and their bodies cannot fight it off. Okay. They cannot develop herd immunity. What will we will eventually observe, according to Gerrit van den Bosch, is this highly effective process of viral adaptation will ultimately confer an absolute fitness advantage to a coronavirus that is both structurally and functionally completely different from SARS-CoV-2 and its variants. It will be featured by many changes in spike and other viral proteins and have additional, I can't read that word, sites, sorry about that, while being resistant to neutralizing antibodies, virulent and highly productive replicative. It will use, when he goes into the science of this, but anyway, thereby causing enhancement of severe disease, basically as a result of rapid virus dissemination and replication in all organisms, in all organs. It will spread, he says, okay? And you guys can read all of this and you can look at the science behind it. He has it here in the paper and all over his Substack if you want to get super sciencey with it. Okay, it's not COVID-19, the virus. It is the vaccine. It is the injection of whatever it is that they concocted into billions of human beings that is causing this. So it's not the virus. It's not the original COVID-19. He's saying here, it will spread as a strange but dominating lineage as a kind of extraterrestrial dictator that outcompetes all previously circulating SC2 lineages. Okay. The ongoing phenomenon of immune escape runs parallel to the increasing incidence of acute and chronic immune pathology, including cancers. Okay. It's why you're seeing the turbo cancers, the aggressive cancers, and all of the headlines about skyrocketing rate of cancer diagnoses in the US and across the world, particularly in highly vaccinated countries, both of which stem from dysregulation of the adapted immune system in COVID-19 vaccine recipients. Not people who have had COVID-19, the virus, people who have had the vaccine. And if you've had multiple shots, you're worse off. You got to talk to your friends and family about this at this point, guys, so that they can begin to try to get decent health care, because this is going to be bad. The unvaccinated individuals, so for those of you watching, if you're unvaccinated, listen up. Why don't we go to break? We're going to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about whether or not this is going to impact vaccinated individuals. Very, very important Substack from Geert Vandenbosch. I will link this in the show notes under the live chat if I have a chance. When we come back, we're going to talk about his predictions. We're going to go further. It gets worse. Everyone needs to be talking about this. Everyone. Trump needs to be talking about this. Biden needs to be talking about this. Bobby Kennedy Jr. needs to be talking about this. He's talking about COVID and Fauci and gain of function and lockdowns. Hasn't done a lot on the vaccines. I'd like to see more. Every politician that you talk to, every email that you send to your favorite radio host and conservative media, Conservative Inc., everyone needs to be talking about this. It's coming. And it's going to come for our families and friends as well. So we're going to go to break. We're going to continue with Geert Vandenbosch's predictions, which have been horrifically accurate over the past couple years. So keep it tuned right here. We will be back in a minute.
Doctors are like you. Too much stress, too much fast food, and not enough exercise. And we don't have time for 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. That's why I take Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected for a specific health benefit. Some support vital organs like heart, lungs, and kidneys. Others support metabolism for healthy energy and weight loss. Unlike others, Field of Greens uses the whole fruit and vegetable because that's where the healing nutrients are. So if you're busy, don't get enough exercise, and eat too much fast food, take Field of Greens. How will you know if Field of Greens is working? At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. I trust Field of Greens for my health, and you can too.
New details tonight on the 1963 assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. The alleged assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, was involved in a CIA operation 3 months before the assassination.
This project was said to be a covert CIA operation that was developing a top-secret vaccine and or a biological weapon.
What they're doing is they're trying to kill Castro.
I'm just a
patsy. In 1963, the world was a powder keg ready to explode. With the CIA holding a match to fuses on every continent. From Vietnam to Cuba, clandestine operations were being waged to preserve a fascist New World Order, which emerged from the ashes of the Third Reich. Assassination teams within the CIA had their eyes on 2 sitting heads of state. Fidel, a few years earlier, had survived an agency-led coup d'etat. The other head of state, President John F. Kennedy, had scuttled that attempted overthrow and pledged to dismantle the agency, which was already planning his demise. U.S. soil was no longer sacred nor safe from the murderous reach of the CIA, which now reached ambitiously into the heartland of America and into the bayous of New Orleans.
Not me, however, I'm a communist.
A young girl found herself caught up in a clandestine covert operation to eliminate Fidel Castro. This wouldn't be a shot heard around the world, but rather a silent shot of super cancer-causing poison, derived from a monkey simian virus called SV40. A team of fascists hell-bent on defeating communism, directed by the CIA, was formed in New Orleans. This den of vipers included the head of the National Cancer Society, the FBI's former head agent in mafia-controlled Chicago, and a paramilitary instructor who would bring in a double agent named Lee Harvey Oswald. This tale has everything from murder, espionage, a tragic love story, to bioweapons and the genesis of gain-of-function research. At the end of this, we'll have one dead doctor, multiple dead agents, and a dead president. I'm Shannon Joy. Stay tuned as I take you through the full story. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. You can grab the full story, The Kill Shot, my very first mini documentary, by scrolling down on the Shannon Joy Show channel right here on Rumble. So good to be back with you. We are going through very, very concerning Substack that was delivered to my inbox this morning by Geert Vandenbosch, who is someone I have been watching since the very beginning. In fact, on the Shannon Joy Show, he was probably the very first well-established whistleblower scientist that I featured on the program when we had no one. This was before Malone. This was before McCullough. This was before Kirsch. He was ringing the alarm bell very, very early, and his predictions have been quite concerning and quite accurate, which is why I'm taking this very, very seriously. So we're going to continue with that. But CJP Rumble, OMG, Shannon, you got Field of Greens as a sponsor. Yay. I love Field of Greens. I love this company. The people are amazing. They were on with us last year, and I love the products. I use the collagen in my coffee every day. It is one of my beauty secrets, right? For the hair, skin, and nails. It helps with aging. But yeah, I'll try to smuggle the Field of Greens, powder into my kids' smoothies as well. And they never notice. They love it. It tastes great. And it's just a great way to get your vitamins and minerals, your vegetables every day if you're on the go. So yeah, CJP Rumble, definitely go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, and use the promo code JOY, J-O-Y. You'll get 15% off. So the promo code is J-O-Y. And I just love them. You're going to hear, I'm going to be running some more of their commercials too. They're just fantastic. So I'm super thrilled. So yeah, we have a great little roster of sponsors and supporters of the Shannon Joy Show. As I mentioned, Colonial Metals Group, Connecta Mobile, and Field of Greens. Really great. I've been hustling out there trying to get everything set up, and you guys are amazing. Please remember, when you support our sponsors, you are helping support this show. You're helping keep this show on the air. We couldn't do it without them. So if you're in the market for any of their products or services, make sure you go to the website, use the promo codes that I give to you, because that helps us to show them that this is an active and engaged audience. Okay? So you guys are great. Reese is on the live chat. She said, I wish more people listened to this show to learn about these vaccines and what they do to our children. Reese, I know, but I've always said my audience is exactly as big as God wants it to be at any given time. So every one of you watching right now, you are meant to be here. It doesn't have to be big. I don't worry about how big this show gets or how famous I get. I just worry about being obedient to the God that I serve, trying to bring you the truth every single day, and doing the best I can to just pursue truth relentlessly every day. I get things wrong. I get things right. You might not agree with me politically on certain things, but you know what you're going to get here is genuine and authentic. It is what I really, really think. So Reese, I know I get frustrated sometimes. You see these other talkers, voices, influencers, platformers who are just skyrocketing, and it seems like everybody is watching, but it's okay. We are exactly as big as we are meant to be right now. And I'm thankful for that. If God wants me to be, on a bigger platform, he'll put me there. So let's do it. Nelly Belly says, I ain't talking to family about vaccines anymore. I know you know what? Start talking again. People are always in different moments, right? You might have talked to someone last year and they called you an anti-vaxxer and they were horrible to you and they called you stupid and a conspiracy theory and, go get your tinfoil hat, Nelly Belly. You're so dumb, right? But listen, the course of life and events in life have a dramatic way of impacting the way people think about things and whether or not they're open to hearing things that you're talking about. So you might've talked to someone a year ago and they were completely closed down. Since that conversation, maybe they've been vaccine injured. Maybe they've been red pilled. Maybe they've seen something within their own corner of the world that is now opening them up to that discussion again. We have to be having these discussions all the time. Doctors, physicians, family members, neighbors, you name it. And just play dumb. Be like, you know, if they're complaining about getting sick all the time and reinfected with COVID-19, you could just say something like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Did you get the vaccine? Because there's all kinds of research now showing that there's immune suppression for people who were multiple vaxxed, right? And just play dumb. And then they're going to look at you like they're crazy and just be like, oh, you know, if they don't want to hear it, they don't have to hear it. Nautical, you can only put a seed in their head and hope it will eventually red pill them, right? Yeah, I know. All right, let's get back to Geert. You know, I hate, like, this is the type of stuff that makes you really sad for people who were tricked, coerced, forced, manipulated, propagandized into accepting poison. And that's what the COVID-19 vaccines are. Let's make no bones about it, okay? Geert Van den Bosch is warning that we are in the calm before the storm. What he has been predicting about suppressed immune systems and an emerging kind of mutant virus that is just going to lay waste to people with their suppressed immune system because of their vaccine injuries is imminent. And I saw someone in the live chat said that he's also mentioned he's really like 200% sure that this is going to happen. And I believe him. Okay. And we'll see what plays out. Maybe there's always room for miracles too. Okay. What's going to happen with vaccine individuals? The unvaccinated individuals, back to Geert's write-up here. Listen up. The unvaccinated individuals who are in good health and have not previously suffered from severe COVID-19 disease will not be affected, in his opinion, by this new COVID, and he's calling it HIVicron, so Hivacron or Hivacron, a highly virulent COVID that will replace the entire Omicron family. And this is because, unlike those who are fully COVID-19 vaccinated, the unvaccinated, listen up, have managed to train their cell-mediated innate immunity through exposure to increasingly infectious variants through epigenetic reprogramming. As the immune escape pandemic will transition from its chronic phase, which is characterized today by long COVID, to its final, tragically, hyper-acute stage. So he's saying right now we're in the chronic stage. This is why you're seeing people who are sick all the time, the cancers, the weird neurological disorders. A lot of this could be from suppressed immune system and other variables. And some of it is just reinfection with these new variants that people who are vaccinated just can't fight off because of their suppressed immune systems. But the unvaccinated have been training their immune systems, and we've been gearing up for this almost. And he's saying that the unvaccinated will not be affected by this new variant. Okay. And this is because as the, and then he goes to say, as the immune escape pandemic transitions from the chronic phase to its final hyper acute stage, we will observe a reduction in circulating Omicron descendants, and cryptic lineages will become increasingly undetectable in wastewater. Okay. He goes on to talk about that cases of long COVID will continue to steadily increase. Given the insidious nature of the current evolution, I'm referring to the current period as the calm before the tsunami, and am warning that societies in highly COVID-19 vaccinated countries will be caught off guard. Those who naively believe that the pandemic will simply die out without major casualties or will be controlled by regular updated vaccine booster doses fail to grasp that it is no longer COVID-19 vaccination itself, but rather the recurrent vaccine breakthrough infections, even if largely asymptomatic in terms of acute COVID-19 disease, initiated by Omicron as a result of mass vaccination. Hence why Omicron, in his opinion, has been a scourge rather than a blessing. This is fueling the progression of viral immune escape and immune pathology. In other words, neither an extended period of vaccine abstention nor a recently updated shot will affect the remaining evolutionary trajectory of this immune escape pandemic. Hence the title of my book, The Inescapable Immune Escape Pandemic. I can't help but conclude And listen, there are a lot of scientists out there, a lot of doctors out there. I'm sure they have opinions on everything that he has written here. But I think that this is a viable theory that he is positing. And I think that we have seen, I have witnessed this in my own community, and it seems to be increasing in frequency. So what he's writing about, I'm seeing. And that's kind of how I test these things. I don't just take the latest report, the latest theory. I'm looking at everything. I'm looking at what all the docs and scientists are saying, what they're writing. I'm looking at the metadata, the stuff that Ed Dowd is doing, the insurance actuary reports, the fatality rates, the rates of cancer. I'm looking at mainstream media. And then I'm testing all of that against what I am seeing and hearing with my own eyes and ears in my community. And when all three things are in place, that's when I'll bring you one of these types of reports, because I'm seeing all of it. And I know you're seeing all of it too. And everyone's seeing all of it. The problem is 60% of our population is just completely mind numbed. I mean, they just don't know. It is an asymmetrical information event. This is something that Ed Dowd writes about, where a certain population of people have access to good information, but it's a small population, and the rest of the population is completely in the dark, to where they will look at you like you have three heads if you talk about these things. Everyone is in different stages of waking up. Everyone is in different stages of being red-pilled or then black-pilled, right? The red pill is when Democrats wake up and they realize what Democrats are and what the progressives are doing. And then they think they're Republicans for a while, right? Because they think the Republicans are the good guys. So you got to go past, you got to go through the red pill and get to the black pill. That is when you realize that they're all in it together, right? And that's where we really need to be, is that black pill situation. And that's where you have, why is Siri going off on my phone? Sorry, guys. Big Brother is definitely listening. Somehow I activated Siri on my phone while I was talking to all of you guys about getting blackpilled. Anyway, sorry about that. Self-production, not that good at it. Anyway. So what was I saying? Yes, you got to get to the position, or you got to get to the point of blackpill where you realize that both administrations, both political parties, Biden and Trump, all of them, they're all in it together. And they're in various stages of knowing what's going on. Clearly, Biden is suffering from dementia. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. All right. Trump, on the other hand, does know what he's doing. And that actually makes Trump a little more problematic, in my opinion, than Biden, because Biden is just being handled by his handlers and signing and saying whatever is put in front of him. So I tend to think he's a little less dangerous than Trump. Yeah, Zen woman. Trump has friends in the industry. He has a ton of friends in the industry. In fact, I have something here for you guys from Trump that is going to blow your minds about CISA, and also about what he was doing, the executive orders Trump was signing in 2018 and 19, laying all of the groundwork for everything terrible that happened in 2020. I kid you not. If I get to it today, I have like 7 or 8 more minutes. I'll try to bring it to you. It's insane. I was tweeting about it last night, making everyone mad. Everyone is mad at me when I start doing this. If I call out both political parties, the big system, and I accuse the unibrow of working together, they get angry with me. People also think that they consider there's a very weird subset of the population, particularly in MAGA and like the super, super uber Trump supporters, that will agree with you about the uniparty, right? The Republicans and Democrats are in it together, but somehow they think that Trump is somehow removed from that. So he's not really a member of the Republican Party, even though he's the de facto leader of the Republican Party as a Republican nominee. And his daughter, Lara Trump, is the head of the RNC. So controlling all the money, all the fundraising, the disbursements of the money. He is making, you know, endorsements. He's trying. So I don't know how that works, right? The Republicans are in on it and they're part of the uniparty, and we hate the uniparty, say so many conservatives, Con Inc. and Bizarro Inc. But strangely, Trump is not in that. He's an outsider. I don't know. Okay. Doesn't make sense to me. Back to Geert Vandenbosch and so at this point, what he's saying is that it's going to get pretty, pretty bad for the vaccinated population in a whole host of ways. Okay. It's a nightmare. Absolutely nightmare. The unvaccinated will be relatively okay, but there is the problem of shedding. There is the problem of other environmental toxins. They're putting vaccine, COVID-19 vaccines in livestock, mRNA technology into our food sources. So, I've seen the reports of the little mosquitoes they're going to deploy to vaccinate people, and they have vaccines that are self-spreading that are aerosolized, that can travel through the air. At least they're researching that stuff. I'm not saying any of that stuff is happening. I'm just saying we've got to wake up about this. This is why COVID's not over. And anyone who rolls their eyes and are like, get off COVID, get off the lockdowns, you don't understand, man. You're in for it, okay? And Trump's not going to save you, and neither is MAGA. Sorry to pop your bubble, but it just is what it is, okay? Reese says, I'm writing in DeSantis. Write in DeSantis. Do whatever you guys want in November. I don't care. May the odds be ever in your favor. Vote for Trump. I don't care. I'm not going to judge you. Write in DeSantis. Write in Mickey Mouse. Vote for Bobby Kennedy Jr. In the least important election of my lifetime and yours on November 5th, 2024. We've got a lot more we have to take care of and keep an eye on and defeat in the meantime. So this is the concluding statement from Geert Vanden Bosch, and I have linked this in the live chat notes, and I will link it in the show notes on the podcast and here on Rumble, from his Substack delivered to my inbox this morning. I can't help, says Geert Vanden Bosch, but conclude that all the pieces of the puzzle are fitting nicely together, and that the science behind all of this is undeniably compelling. He says he's 200% sure on this, which is pretty confident, okay? My analysis is the result of a thorough, prolonged, and painstaking exercise in deep diving into these matters, leaving no stone unturned. My journey through the pandemic has been quite different from that of our health authorities, so-called health experts, and leading scientists. To summarize, the mess they have made is essentially them throwing shit against the wall to see what sticks. Okay. That was his term, not mine. I have to edit that out for radio. He said, I seriously doubt the stakeholders of this mass vaccination program were clever enough to realize that their experiment would quickly emerge as the most spectacular gain of function experiment ever conducted in the history of biology. One that was directly conducted on our own human species. Okay. A mass devastating, dystopian, sickening, Mengelian experiment that was conducted on the entirety of our human population, hundreds of thousands, millions, billions of poor souls injected with their experimental concoction. Whether intentional or not, says Geert, I won't judge. The fact remains that soon it will become evident how, due to their actions, a fairly harmless virus, or whatever it was, because there's debate about whether it was a virus, if it even exists, we don't even need to go into that. It doesn't even matter. But the fact remains that it will soon become evident how, due to their actions and their lack of action, their lack of discussion, their lack of acknowledgement to this day, all right? A fairly harmless virus was transformed into a bioweapon of mass destruction. There is no greater impotence, and he leaves us with a quote from Norman Mailer. There is no greater impotence in all the world than knowing you are right and that the wave of the world is wrong, yet the wave crashes upon you. And that was Geert Vanden Bosch, what he sent. Another warning, and there are many out there who are echoing that sentiment. There's a lot of research, a lot of information out there that is terribly, terribly concerning. And I know I'm a broken record, okay? I know I am a dog with a bone on this topic. Really ticks people off. It irritates people. They want me to just obsess with this latest election, 7 months till November 5th, and we're supposed to devote all of our time and energy and brain space analytical skills, every bit of our emotion and our souls to these candidates, Trump and Biden, in the circus sideshow that is their campaigns. Their campaigns aren't even laying out platforms of what they're going to do, how they're going to fix things. It's just a circus. It's a sideshow circus. I feel terribly that this is, you know, where we are at. But on this show, and you know, there are outlets out there, you know, outside of the Shannon Joy Show, and I talk a lot about them. Pedro Gonzalez, Jordan Schachtel, Daniel Horowitz, Steve Dace, all of the amazing Substackers like Ethical Skeptic and Peter McCullough and Dr. Malone, Geert Vandenbosch, the Brownstone Institute, which you are treated to on a regular basis here at the Shannon Joy Show, Daily Clout. I'm a regular contributor with our dear friends Naomi Wolf and Amy Kelly over at Daily Clout. They're doing amazing work there. All of the independents here on Rumble. We're thankful for Rumble, Rumble Studio, the help that they've given me and independently platforming and self-producing my show, which I still can't believe I've been able to pull off, quite frankly. I mean, I don't even know how I have done that. But I'm going to stay on this, okay? And we're going to have our ups and our downs, and we're going to have the wins and the losses, but we're going to keep focused on the truth and what matters. We're going to continue to bring you the most amazing, amazing, brilliant guests on the show. Tomorrow, Dr. Pierre Corey. So you do not want to miss that. Let's go to the live chat. We have Jerry Alitalo with us. Arlo Zud is with us. Vicer One, you're new. I haven't seen you on the live chat. I'll answer your question in just a moment. The Rumble live chat is the best, the best, the best. Jerry Alitalo says, some of us are old enough to remember the days when people like the mRNA bioweapons mass murderers were arrested, prosecuted, convicted, and punished, removed from society. Yeah, we haven't gotten that. And that's a really major, major thing. So any political consultant or right-wing talker or right-wing presenter from Con Inc. or BizarroCon who tells you that this is over and doesn't matter. No, it's not over. There's no justice. There's no acknowledgement that it even happened. And the people like Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro and Sean Hannity, who were begging their audiences, shaming their audiences, and propagandizing their audiences on behalf of Pfizer, Moderna, and the COVID cartel, they would also like to pretend that this isn't happening. That's why they're not talking about it. That's why they're not acknowledging it. Arlo Zud said, no, you stay on the plandemic, Shannon. Okay, Arlo Zud, you got it. I'll stay on it. Vicer One said, Shannon, have you ever had COVID? And the answer is no. I've never had COVID. And my family has been relatively untouched with COVID. None of us got vaccinated. And we do the really basic vitamin D because we live in New York State and it's cloudy here a good portion of the year. So we do high dose vitamin D, vitamin C protocols you can get at the wellness company through Peter McCullough. I've done the spike detox occasionally, don't really need to, but we have ivermectin on hand if necessary, haven't needed to use it. And so I supplement, obviously I do my Field of Greens. I eat healthy. I get outside. I don't exercise heavily, but I'm very active. So I move around a lot. I'm always up and on the go. And I just don't worry about getting sick. I really, you know, I do not utilize Western medicine. I have a holistic nurse practitioner that I go to if anything goes wrong. But really, to be quite honest, I haven't been sick in about 5 years. I think the last time I had the flu was almost 5 years ago. That knocked me out for about 3 days. And I haven't been sick since. I haven't had a fever, haven't had a cough, haven't had anything. Again, knock on wood. I'm going to ruin my odds now with that. So, to answer your question, 21 or Vicer One, no, I haven't had COVID. And Saturn 33, it's the most important topic of our lifetime. The elections are all rigged. It's a waste of time to worry about who the puppet is. Love it, Saturn 33. Let's go. Welcome to the live chat. You're my people. Okay, there we go. 21 Reset is also new to the live chat. I read articles that say the mRNA is being released into aerosols. you know, in the air? Are there vitamins, minerals, elements, protections against these agents that eradicate and eliminate the mRNA? This is something I also do, guys. I fast. I have been Dr. William Mackis, who is a regular on the Shannon Joy Show, along with like superstars like Dr. Peter McCullough and Naomi Wolf, I think is going to be with us next week if I can lock her down. Pierre Corey is going to be with us tomorrow, Dr. Pierre Corey. So we're going to talk to him about the cancers and ivermectin. I fast. I do 3-day, 72-hour fasting once a quarter, and then also intermittent fasting every day. And so I try to go a full 14 to 15 hours without eating anything. And then I eat within a specific period of time, anything I want. So butters, fats, I try to stay away from processed foods. I eat whole food. And this is just what I do. Okay. These are not recommendations. It's just what I do. But I am really convinced that autophagy is incredibly important. And that's the process that kicks in, especially in a 72-hour fast, where your body just basically sheds its bad cells, sick cells. It just cleans everything out because your body is going on uber protection mode because you're not eating. So your body is saying, okay, there's a problem here. We need to get rid of all the bad stuff, keep the good stuff. And that's a really, really low level layman's definition of what autophagy is. But it's the understanding that I came away from Dr. William Mackis, and I did some research on it. And, you know, he's a real fan of it. But I think that consistent cleaning out of the cells through fasting, it also has, I mean, a very strong biblical history. I'm a Christian, and they talk about fasting all the time in the Bible. And yes, it was a spiritual thing, but I have to wonder if the fact that you know, God's people continually fasted, if that didn't somehow keep their bodies healthy in some way, if there were pathogens or viruses out there, you know, that kept that population of people very strong and very healthy. That's just a theory, okay? It's just what goes on in my brain when I think about these things. But that's something that I do as well. So yeah, it's a thing. It's definitely a thing. Yeah, you have to maintain a low glycine. It's harder for overweight people. Yeah, you have to maintain a low weight. And anyone out there, that's something you guys can do right now. Everyone can do right now. You can change your eating habits, your lifestyle. You can, you know, there are all kinds of independent things you can do to emancipate yourself, to separate yourself from the system. Achnik says that's why I fast as well. Autophagy is good for not getting loose skin in weight loss. Well, I had no idea about that. People say that I look young. I'm almost 50. I'll be 47 in June this year. And people say I look a little bit younger than that. So it's probably good for your skin and your hair and all the good things. CJP Rumble. I tried to fast, but I snuck in a cookie or five in. You can't eat anything, okay? Not even vitamin, like gummy vitamins or a couple vitamins you can eat. You'll kill the autophagy. And I did a fast a few weeks ago, killed the autophagy. I had gummy vitamins. I took gummy vitamins every day. And I talked to Dr. Mackis, and I'm like, please tell me that I still got some of the autophagy. And he's like, so sorry. So I basically fasted for 3 days for nothing, okay? Yeah, I don't know. The struggle is real. But yeah, we have some nasty stuff coming our way. And this piece by Geert Vandenbosch, I want to recommend that all you guys go to his Substack, download it, read it. He has a ton of information and research on his Substack. It's going to get real. And we need to find each other. We need to get healthy, and we need to be prepared because they are going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at us. All right, folks, we have run out of time. I was going to get to, I mean, you will not believe this. I'm going to save this. I'm going to save this maybe for the, we're going to be off Friday and Monday. Next week, we'll do it. Just a quick reminder, Dr. Pierre Corey is going to be in the Shannon Joy Show tomorrow. Do not miss that show. Okay. There's going to be a lot of great information about how to stay healthy as this stuff rolls out. Okay. So that's going to be a very, very important show. Friday and Monday, I'm out. I'm with my daughter. It's spring break here in New York State. As you guys know, I have 3 kids. They're all playing beach volleyball. They're in beach volleyball clinics all up and down the East Coast. So my daughter's going to Coastal Carolina in South Carolina, So we're going to be traveling. I will not have a show on Monday of next week and Friday of this week. And then we'll be back on Tuesday next week with a vengeance, okay, after the eclipse. By the way, everyone's freaking out about the eclipse. It's coming through Rochester, New York, which is where I live. And apparently all the hotels are sold out. Everyone's freaking out. One of the counties in New York declared a state of emergency. So yeah, people are like going bananas over that. I'm not going to worry about it at all. It's, you know, whatever happens, happens. But yeah, so after the eclipse, I'll be back on Tuesday right here in the Joy Virtual Studio. And really loved meeting all of you. I love all of the new voices and the new chatters on the live chat. Dallas David, thank you for another show. Thank you, Dallas, for piping in. Vicer One, welcome to the live chat. Glad that you're here. Sylvia O is with us. Kat Nadu is with us as well. Just a lot of new faces. I love, love, love to see that. This is the best, most supportive, smartest live chat in all of Rumble. So you guys got to get on. It's a whole show happening alongside my show as you guys are all connecting, finding each other, sharing information, posting links, things that I'm talking about on the show. People are going out, finding the links and posting them right in the live chat. So everything is sourced and backed up. You guys are just amazing. Q-certain. Yeah. We'll talk about all the good things. We'll do a show on that. Maybe I'll ask Dr. Corey tomorrow about all the things. But at the end of the day, never fear, never worry. The mission is not to put you in a state of apathy or fear or isolation. It is to empower you. The truth will set us free. We've got to embrace the truth. It's not that scary. Once we do, then we can go about the business of protecting ourselves in these truly, truly dystopian times. And we really are living in dystopian times. So that's what we do every day here on the Shannon Joy Show. Big thank you to all of you on the live chat, every one of you that supports the Shannon Joy Show financially by going to theshannonjoy.com and setting up monthly contributions. Thank you. Those of you who support me via monthly contribution on Locals and through Rumble, thank you guys so much. I'm independent. I do this on my own. I self-produce. I could not do it without you. I do have a team of people that help me, a few people over at Rumble and some of my tech staff, but really it's just pretty much little old me right here with all of you, mano y mano, every single day, and I couldn't do it without you. Also, of course, please consider our sponsors, okay? Very, very important. I'm so thrilled to welcome Colonial Metals Group. I have a landing page that I'm setting up for them, colonialmetalsgroup.com/ShannonJoy-show, which I'm going to be putting in the live chat and in the show chat. I also, we've put together a special number. You're going to see commercials for Colonial Metals Group, and you are going to meet Paul Stone next week, the CEO of Colonial Metals. He's a great guy. This is a parallel institution. One of the ways to secure yourself and your family is to take care of your finances. And you guys know for many years that I have been investing in physical gold and silver. I've been investing in paper gold and silver through the Roth and the 401k. And it is just a major, major part of what I do. When I started buying gold, I didn't have any money, okay? I didn't have a lot in savings. I didn't really have a pot to piss in, to be honest. But I knew that it was important. So when I would get a little extra money, if I'd have an extra $200 or $300 here and there, I would just go and buy a little gold, put it in the safe, buy a little bit more, put it in the safe. Silver is a little more affordable sometimes. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to have, you know, everything all set up in order to invest in gold. But if you are retired and you have a retirement account and you know you're worried about what is coming in the near future, then you really want to consider moving or divesting or transferring some of that wealth into a self-directed IRA that is safe and reliable. And that's what they will help you do over at Colonial Metals Group. I do believe you can also just buy straight up gold and silver there as well. So I'm going to look into that. these advertisers and sponsors are so important in terms of keeping this show on the air. And I'm so thankful for Colloidal Metals Group. They're going to be sponsoring us for the full year. So they signed on we'll live for another year here at the Shannon Joy Show. So let's take care of them. You're going to see all the links, all the ads, and I want you guys to begin to think about protecting your future financially. It's not just the food and the water and the security and the cell phone. It is your savings and your future savings as well that are going to really help you weather the storm when they try to mess with our finances. And you all know what's coming. So colonialmetalsgroup.com/ShannonJoy-show and then a backslash. I know it's kind of confusing. I'll put the links up so you guys can get to it. Really thankful for them. All right, guys, thank you so much for being with us today on the Shannon Joy Show. Tomorrow, Dr. Pierre Corey joins us, and we're going to continue this discussion like a dog with a bone. We're not letting go of the dystopian nightmare that was 2020 COVID lockdowns and the bioweapon that was the COVID-19 vaccine. It's the most important topic of our time, and we're going to continue to cover that here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hit the thumbs up button. Give us a like and a chat. Thank you guys for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow to do it all again right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.